from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
For our region, this U.S. Steel deal that may or may not happen with Nippon. And yesterday there was a rally downtown. Our own Tamara Rush was there at what used to be the U.S. Steel building. It is really dominated by UPMC.
Yeah, their logo's on the top.
Right. And a statement from Nippon Steel from a spokesman says, Nippon Steel is aware of the rumors regarding our proposed transaction with U.S. Steel. We have not received any update related to the process since the outset of the regulatory review process. We've been clear with the administration that we do not believe this transaction creates any national security concerns. And U.S. Steel and the entire American steel industry will be on a much stronger footing because of Nippon Steel's investment into U.S. Steel.
Interestingly, Larry, by the way, Nippon Steel says the majority of the seats of the board of directors for their U.S. operation will be Americans. The majority.
So the deal is this. Once it goes through this review process, Paul, as you had in the newscast, then President Biden could block it. And the candidates, Harris and Trump, have said they're against it too. Yet, what happens here? In the Mon Valley in particular, what happens to the headquarters? It has been suggested it would go away and they would take it to another city or another state like Arkansas.
Yeah, close the Mon Works and move the headquarters. That's quite a threat. And I find it interesting that it could be Joe Biden who prevents this sale from going through, and then that could lead to the demise of U.S. Steel in Pittsburgh, and what a shame that would be.
So,
and how ironic would that be, because Biden is not only a Pennsylvania guy, but he's, been here for Labor Day and the parade, so many years. This is going to hurt labor more than probably we can even imagine.
By the way, this is on top of 300 jobs being lost in Charleroi with the glass plant there closing and moving.
Yeah, I'm working on that one right now. The big problem for so many of the people who work at that plant, Larry, is the idea that they're going to have to find jobs now with a similar pay and benefit. Here's one of the reactions from a gentleman who works there by the name of Cody Nichols. He talked with KDKA-TV.
Nobody really pays decent wages anymore. Plus, the cost of living keeps going up. It's just going to be hard, to say the least.
And apparently some of those workers have been offered to go to, it's near Columbus.
They have a plant in Ohio, yeah.
So, but, that's a total upheaval of your life.
Hasn't Acre Hawking closed in the last few years another plant in Western Pennsylvania, if I recall correctly? I don't know where it was.
We
I can't remember
have a,
now.
A lot of glass plants around. I remember Glass up in, the northern, north central part of the state. So, jobs, big topic and a big conversation, and certainly U.S. Steel is the biggest in terms of its impact in the region. Also, the candidates continue to move through Pennsylvania, and it looks like one may take up residence.
Actually,
temporary.
One is taking up residence. Kamala Harris will be spending pretty much through Tuesday her time here in Pittsburgh. I'm sure there will be some campaign events in and around Western Pennsylvania, and I'm quite sure that they'll be probably travel away from Pittsburgh for a day and come back, but she's going to be basing her campaign here. Amazing.
And where will she be staying is the curious question that everybody has.
It'll eventually come out. We'll find out.
Yeah, we suggested, with tongue in cheek, Marty's house.
I think it's going to be easy to find out at some point where she's staying, because the security presence will be so obvious.
Right.
You know, they'll be blocking streets off and, you know, things of that sort.
And Donald Trump was in Harrisburg last night for a town hall meeting, so the candidates continue to move in and around. But taking up residence is a new feature here in Pittsburgh.
And the main topic for Trump, at least the one we're focused on, is fracking.
Right. And he says Harris is against it. She was, and then she's decided that she's for fracking. So that's an important part of the platform for both candidates now in Pennsylvania.
And then we had this shooting in Georgia, Appalachie High School. A couple of students and two teachers were killed by a 14-year-old with some sort of assault rifle. This is Director Chris Hosey with Georgia's Bureau of Investigation.
The weapon that was used in this was an AR platform style weapon.
AR platform, like AR-15. And then the governor of Georgia, Brian Kemp, had some comments.
This is everybody's worst nightmare. And I just want to offer my sincere condolences and our thoughts and prayers to the families that have lost loved ones, for those that are injured and continuing to fight.
And it has brought up the subject around the country again of how can we make our schools safer. So that discussion will continue.
And we have some kind of a parkway problem unfolding right now, Larry. So I guess in a few moments we'll find out with Ellen Gamble where that problem is and the nature of the incident.
Coming up next on the Big K Morning Show in just 1 minute. This is the Big K Morning Show, Larry Richard. And I see Pat Septak, our news editor, back from his vacation, already imbibing in homemade... What is that bread you made, Paul?
Banana bread.
Yeah, that's banana bread.
Yep. Pat, I figured we should celebrate his return with
step
some,
in the studio for just a moment, if you would, please. I have an issue to discuss. This is an inner office issue, but it's something that I noticed that we have somebody.
Oh, you're going to bring this up on the air, huh?
Yeah, so we have a little Keurig coffee maker in the newsroom, and we usually have a little canister of powdered creamer.
And sugar.
But the sugar remains. But I just opened a fresh can of creamer yesterday, and it's gone. And maybe those people from, we have four other radio stations in our Odyssey family. I want you to be aware of this, Pat, since you're just back from vacation. Be careful. Don't leave things out. Apparently someone has absconded.
Pilfered
the creamer.
Purloined.
Canister. And it's very troubling.
Kiped.
Well, that's not an issue for me. I drink black.
Ah.
And I'm a black coffee guy as well.
Okay. Yeah.
But Aaron, we're both equally upset, I'm sure, about the missing creamer.
Yes, that is. That's...
I felt the pain of it, Larry.
So, as you know, we have several refrigerators on this floor.
Yes.
And in the largest one, sometimes in the past, some people have eaten other people's pizza, leftover sandwiches.
This is correct, yes.
And you always wonder, who is that person? And, you know, I've been working with this company for 36 years, mm-hmm. and this is the first time a canister of creamer has been pillaged.
Wow.
Someone's got to come forth.
And I checked our kitchens. I even looked around on people's desks. I didn't go in anybody's desk.
Yeah, but you went full Dick Tracy on this thing. Let's be honest.
I mean, when coffee is like a simple pleasure for you, I was laughing in here until you asked me, Larry, because it's a pleasure that you enjoy in the morning. So you want it to taste how you want it to taste.
Absolutely.
Right. Yes. And you're a creature of habit in the morning. Most people are. You like things to be done in a certain way. Like you like your creamer in your coffee. Fortunately for you, you don't need it.
Correct.
So I'm guessing you don't really care, Pat.
That is not true. Now that you brought it to my attention.
If you see that canister of creamer, I want to know.
I'm going to be on the lookout, Larry. So
I'm counting on you because you'll be here through the midday and into the afternoon.
We'll get to the bottom of this mystery.
Yeah. And how was your vacation?
Very nice.
What'd you do?
Went up to Lancaster.
Lancaster.
Lancaster. Lancaster.
Latrobe. So what did you do out there? You were farming, or
I heard that they were robbing banks and knocking over fruit stands.
took an Amish tour. We rode some scooters.
Did you hijack a buggy?
And we met a few former cast members of Little House on the Prairie.
Hey,
legit,
true.
Which ones?
Dean Butler, who played Almanzo, and Allison Arngrim, who played Nellie Olson.
Nellie Olson.
What were they doing out in Amish country?
They had a Little House reunion, cast reunion.
Oh, so this was part of the plan.
You didn't
just run into Little House in the Prairie people.
No, no.
Roaming around Lancaster.
Correct. Yeah, this was something I had to buy tickets for. So.
Okay. You're happy to be back, I can tell.
Yes, I am. I'm energized.
See it on your face.
Uh-huh.
But do me a favor, though. Keep an eye out for the canister of creamer.
I'll let you know what I find out.
Now missing.
It's Creamer Watch with Pat Septak.
Pat Septak. Got any big gigs this weekend with your accordion?
I do. I have an Oktoberfest coming up on my first one.
That's right. September is really Oktoberfest.
That's right.
Time to break out the Lederhosen.
He's cracking the Lederhosen.
Lederhosen season.
He's good. Yes, you've. Don't you have to put some kind of special rub on that leather?
Oh, that's Larry.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Thank you for choosing us. If you're just getting your schedule
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yell.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone! Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one!
Or trap pick number one!
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Be arranged for back to school. Looks like most everybody at this point is doing that. So we welcome you back if you've had a summer hiatus from an early wake up, and we got you covered. And right now we're going to introduce you to Christina Liberati, who is a registered nurse at West Penn Hospital. And first and foremost, Christina, on behalf of all nurses, we thank you for the great work you do and have done, especially through the crisis of COVID. And here we are on the other side. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
So that said, let's talk about the possibility of a strike. What's going on from your standpoint since you're an active nurse?
So at West Penn, we deliver 4,000 babies a year. We treat rare and aggressive cancers, and we provide critical care to the region. I'm proud to work there. However, the healthcare industry has failed to invest in retaining nurses. So we are calling for Allegheny Health Network to invest in retention and recruitment so we can meet the region's growing care needs. There's been a shortage of practicing nurses. Nurses are leaving the bedside. We have less and less support and resources. That drives burnout, turnover.
And we know we've seen a lot of that, certainly the stresses that COVID put on medical staff and in particular nurses. So how many nurses are we talking about here through the system? Or is this just at West Penn?
West Penn, I mean, this is happening everywhere in the Pittsburgh area, but West Penn has about 650 nurses.
And we have heard that the nurses were taken care of, getting a lot of money through COVID and traveling nurses making crazy amounts of money. But what is the reality? What is it specifically that you're looking for?
We're looking for, we want to win a contract that invests in frontline staff. We're looking for Allegheny Health Nurse to invest in us in the same way that they did in AGH last year. AGH won a strong union contract last year. They increased their start rates to $40 an hour, and we'd like to expand on that and attract more nurses to hospitals.
And what are you hearing from the network?
We've made progress, but we haven't seen AHN commit to the levels of investment necessary to make the retention and recruitment we're looking for a reality.
So there was a strike vote, right?
Yes, there was.
And where do you stand today?
So we authorized the strike. We don't want to strike, but we're ready to take action for our patients if needed. Next week, AHN, we're meeting with them again. We're looking for them to invest in nurses and patients. Otherwise, we will vote again to send a notice.
So next week is another critical timeline.
Correct.
And you're expecting to hear from Allegheny Health Network what day next week?
I believe it's the 9th.
All right, that's Monday. So
yep.
In the meantime, you're kind of on hold, though. You are all working, correct?
Yes, we are.
All right, well, we'll continue to follow the story. I just wanted to hear from a nurse what your feelings are. How long have you been nursing?
I've been a nurse about 2 years.
Okay, so I'm sure there are many nurses who have been there a lot longer, too. What's the general feel from the other nurses that you work with and talk with?
The general feeling is the same, regardless of experience. People are burned out. People want more support. They want to feel like they're valued. Senior nurses especially want to feel like they're valued, and they are. They're important to the hospital. They're important for all of us. We all learn from them.
And outside of just the hourly wage, what, when you say support, what else are you looking for?
More ancillary staff, more better health care benefits, better staffing.
All right. Well, I appreciate your willingness to talk about it on the air. Good luck.
Thank you so much.
All right, Christina Liberati, a registered nurse at West Penn Hospital, and we'll see where this goes as of Monday of next week, and we'll keep you posted on the Big K Morning Show. And let's go live to AccuWeather World Headquarters, check in with meteorologist Joe Lundberg. Good morning, Joe.
Another good morning, Larry.
We really, for the most part, a lot of us really enjoy these cool mornings and overnight, a lot of comfortable sleeping weather, and I see the temperatures are going to creep up, but a dramatic change for the weekend. So what's the deal?
There's a hard charging cold front that's coming through the upper Midwest right now. Looks like it gets to Chicago tonight, probably to Detroit early tomorrow, and then it reaches us tomorrow night. So ahead of it, a warm sunny day today, low 80s, mid 80s tomorrow, but clouds start to increase, and early tomorrow night I could see how we get a thunderstorm as the front approaches, and then a couple of showers late tomorrow night, early on Friday or on Saturday. But then after that it quickly dries out, but the cool air rushes in for 2 days, Saturday and Sunday, before it rebounds quickly early next week.
And how long will that warmer weather last when we get started on Monday?
I think for quite a while. I think we go into an extended stretch of warmer than normal weather. And I think it's tied to what's going on in the Western Pacific, of all things. There's a super typhoon Yagi out there that's going to be heading through the South China Sea into northern Vietnam over the next couple of days. And usually when systems don't recurve in the Western Pacific, it usually means that there's no trough to pull them northward and turn them back out to sea away from, you know, Eastern Asia. And that typically tells us that downstream If there's no trough in Eastern Asia, there's probably going to be ridging across the central and eastern United States. That translates to a jet stream to the north. And at this time of day, that means a lot of warmth coming our way. So I think we're going to have a lot of warm, sunny days later next week. We could use some rain, but we're not going to get any next week.
Joe, I saw a report yesterday that we're seeing some smoke from Canadian wildfires in southwest Pennsylvania.
Yeah, there was, I noticed that on satellite pictures yesterday, and I wouldn't be surprised if there's a few wisps of it today. I don't think it's real thick, but there was definitely some of it in the sky yesterday.
So tomorrow, Friday night lights, you say, could be interrupted again for the second week with some thunderstorms potentially?
Yeah, I'm concerned about that. I think the timing is sometime between 7, 8 o'clock in the evening. You know, earlier out to the north and west, later to the south and east. But from then through, you know, 10 o'clock at night, I think there's a risk for a thunderstorm. You know, most of the game should be done by then. But that's a concern for tomorrow evening.
All right, Joe, thanks for the update.
You're welcome.
Joe Lundberg at AccuWeather headquarters on the Big K Morning Show. The National Football League gets underway tonight. How about that? We're looking forward to Ravens visiting the Kansas City Chiefs, and I'm rooting for the Chiefs to knock off the Ravens.
Oh, absolutely.
Give them their first loss of the season. It's already started, and of course, the Steelers get underway Sunday at 1 in Atlanta.
The Chiefs have a rookie wide receiver. Last name is Worthy. He ran a record time in the 40 in the NFL Combine. And I wouldn't be surprised if he becomes the next Tyreek Hill.
You think he's that good?
He's got Pat Mahomes throwing him passes. I mean, one of the reasons that Antonio Brown was one of the greatest receivers of his era was because Ben Roethlisberger was throwing him the ball. We sometimes leave that out of the equation when we talk about this. But if you're catching passes, if you're that fast, and you got Pat Mahomes throwing you passes, you could be a star. And so I'm kind of interested to see if that happens. And I really do, like you, hope for a Chiefs win, because that's a good thing.
Yeah, now we'll beat them here on Christmas Day.
That would be a wonderful Christmas Day,
yeah,
right?
What a present that would be. Steelers Nation expected to swarm Atlanta on Sunday. And defensive captain Cam Hayward was asked yesterday about getting the contract out of the way and getting ready for the season.
It's awesome in the sense that it's good to put to bed, but if I could sit here and tell you that's all I was thinking about, I'd be lying. The goal is on the season, and that was just a piece of the puzzle. Now I get to put that to bed, but excited to just worry about football. Excited to just play good football. To get to a fourth contract is rare, and I understand that, but it doesn't happen without great coaching, Coach Mitch, Coach Dunbar, and then having great teammates, especially in the D-line room, TJ, Larry, Alex, Keanu, Mon, Loudermilk, you know, and there's guys that aren't even there now, but I'm just thankful to, you know, work with them. Even working out with Tyson and Alawalua every offseason, you know, the work gets done in the offseason. I don't make it here without them.
So clearly we're fortunate to retain Cameron Hayward, who will remain a Steeler for his career.
That is the best news on that. And, I mean, 80 sacks so far. And who knows how many he'll wind up with by the time his career is over. But, and you know what's so cool about playing, I would imagine, alongside Cam Hayward? He named everybody there. You know, he named everyone by name that he's working with on the defensive line, the coaches, the people who's, you know, it's not about him. It's so obviously not about him.
Yeah, he's a leader, and we're fortunate to have Cam Hayward, and here we go. 1 o'clock Sunday.
Let's do it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.